1.19. Interview with a Folk Musician, Part 2.
Think it was inevitable that you'd become a professional musician?
Well, if you were ever to ask any of us, we would definitely have all said no. I wanted to be a writer. My mum certainly didn't want me to go on the road. My mum retired in 1966 from professional touring to raise me. I mean, the road is a difficult place, whether you're travelling with your family or with a band or on your own. And she certainly didn't want that for me. My dad also probably never thought that I would do it, but I ended up following his footsteps and quitting school when I was 17 and going on the road, and I've been on the road ever since.
Can you tell us about your first public performance?
My dad says that my first public performance was at the Fylde Folk Music Festival in Fleetwood in Lancashire when I was 6. And we were at the Marine Hall and they were singing, the Watersons, the family group were singing, and I asked if I could go up on stage with them, and I was 6. And Dad said, well, you know, you probably don't know everything, so just you can stand next to me on stage and we'll start singing, and if you know the song, just pull on my leg and I'll lift you up to the microphone and you can join in. God, it must have been awful. But yes, apparently, the first song, they started up singing. Tugged on his leg and picked me up and held me to the microphone. I sang that and he was like, did you enjoy that? Yes, I did. And put me down again. They started singing the next one. Tugged on his leg, same thing. And he just ended up doing the whole concert with me sitting on his hip, which now I have a 6-year-old. I know how heavy she is. Must have been quite difficult. God bless him.
Has having children yourself changed your approach to your career?
Yes, in a way it has. I've just reordered my working year because my eldest daughter has just started school. So I'm not free to take the children with me on the road anymore, and I'm now bound by the school term. So I try to work only on the weekends and in school holidays now. And I try to be mummy from Monday to Friday, taking them to school, bringing them back again. I'm not getting a great deal of sleep, but then I don't know many mothers of 6 and 4-year-olds that are getting a great deal of sleep.